My name is Makan Abuzari. Welcome to Geopolitics Podcast. This episode is Genocide of Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar. Today, Hague, highest international court, found Myanmar guilty of genocide of its Muslim population, or so-called Rohingya Muslims, and gave them protected status. Thus, Myanmar government now must protect its Muslim population. But there is an issue here. There is no guarantee that Myanmar will protect its Muslim populations in future, and we are pretty sure they will kill the Muslims in Myanmar again in a decade or two. It's not the first time Myanmar commits genocide of its Muslim population. Myanmar used to be called Burma. When it was called Burma, Burma killed 20 million Muslims in Burma, or today Myanmar, and the world knew about it because international news organizations reported on it back then. But they changed the name Myanmar, Burma, to Myanmar, and when they called it Myanmar, nobody knew where the genocide took place, and the people of the world started forgetting about it. Later, the name was changed from Burma to Myanmar, and Myanmar started repeating the genocide of its Muslim population and started killing Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State. Buddhist monks and Myanmar military started killing Muslim population on an industrial scale. They killed some 20 million Muslims again in Myanmar, and the genocide was so massive that only 700,000 people escaped Myanmar. But when you check the news organizations and reports, they say 10,000 people were killed by Myanmar military in Rakhine State. They don't report the news correctly, and the scale of genocide is hidden away. Even two journalists from Reuters traveled to Myanmar Rakhine State to investigate the genocide and the scale of the killing of Rohingya Muslims, but they were arrested by Myanmar military and placed in jail. But later I think they freed them, but they did not let reporters and people who wanted to record the history to even see the scale of the genocide. So the people of the world do not know 20 million Rohingya Muslims were killed in Rakhine State by Myanmar military and Buddhist monks, but rather they think only 10,000 to 100,000 people were killed. It is a shame that Myanmar allowed the genocide of Rohingya Muslims, because it gave Aung San Suu Kyi Nobel of Peace, and then we gave her important position in the government of Myanmar, so to ensure she will protect the Muslim population of Myanmar, but she failed, and I believe she even helped the genocide. Rohingya Muslims escaped to Cox Bazar in Bangladesh, where the sea level is rising and there is always storms, and they live in very hard condition. Myanmar will not allow them to return, but Hague has given the Rohingya Muslim protected status, and they now may be able to return to Myanmar. But even while having protected status in Myanmar, they will still again be killed by the government and the Buddhists. So they need another help, another means of protecting themselves. We discussed this topic in the past with the world leaders, and we first decided to give them arms and military capability to protect themselves as Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State. But later we arrived at the conclusion giving arms to Muslims to protect themselves will brand them as terrorists, and once they are branded as terrorists, Myanmar government will be able to kill them without even having to deal with Hague or news organizations. So giving arms to Rohingya Muslims, we only brand them as terrorists. And giving them protected status by Hague will not protect them. So what will remain for protecting Rohingya Muslims? One of the main choice we have here is giving autonomy to Rakhine State and giving independent military to Rakhine State and Muslims. Once they have independent military and autonomy, they can protect themselves from Buddhists and from Myanmar government because they have autonomy even in their military. But autonomy will not even be enough. And long-term goal must be giving independence to Rakhine State, giving birth to a new nation. Muslim nation of Rakhine State is a good idea, and I believe is the only way we can protect the Muslim population of Myanmar. But Myanmar will not easily allow autonomy nor independence for Rakhine State and Rohingya Muslims. So we need to pressure Myanmar government. How do we pressure Myanmar government? We can go to United Nations Security Council and sanction Myanmar, but there is a high chance that China will prevent any sanction on Myanmar and will veto it because of the investments and close relations between China and Myanmar. Now, China is not responsible for killing Rohingya Muslims, I just want to say it. But the United Nations Security Council probably will not be able to sanction Myanmar. So America must place heavy sanctions on Myanmar, crippling their economy. And other nations, such as European Union, and hopefully Russia and China, must also sanction Myanmar, pressuring that country to give independence to Rakhine State. In addition to genocide of Muslims in Myanmar, we have greater problem on our hand. Muslims, people of the world, are being killed around the planet on industrial scale, and nobody is reporting on them. So we had the genocide of Muslims in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and a couple of other countries in the Middle East, and we had genocide of Muslims in Somalia, Sudan, and Libya. But nobody reports on them, but people of the world kind of know about it. But there are also genocide of Muslims in other locations around the planet, especially in Africa. And we must ensure we can protect the Muslim people of our planet, or we will have to go to museum to see Muslims. So we need to keep the Muslims and protect them. So there's also another issue with for the Muslim population of the world. Muslim population of the world is extremely hated by the West and the East. China, Myanmar, Philippines, USA, and Europe all have Islamophobic tendencies, and they all hate their Muslim population. And there is large number of Muslims in concentration camps. See, but first one, the least liked one, and the Muslims that are hated by everyone are Islamic State or ISIS. Islamic State and ISIS are in concentration camps in Syria and Iraq. Then there is also other Muslims like rebels in Syria and Iraq in concentration camps. There are Syrian refugees in concentration camps in Turkey. There is Palestinians in concentration camps in Israel, Jordan, and Lebanon. There is very, very large Muslim population in concentration camps of European Union, because Muslims migrate to Europe, and once they get to Europe, they are placed in concentration camps, and they are separated from the population. China has also created concentration camp for its populations in northwest China, and placed very large number of Muslim population of China in concentration camp. India is building concentration camps in Kashmir, placing Muslims in concentration camps, separating them from the population. And there are other concentration camps for Muslims around the world which are not, I'm not aware of. Not only we must protect the Muslims from genocide around the world and in Myanmar, but we also must protect them and free them from concentration camps. There is a force around the world killing Muslims on industrial scales, and we must protect the Muslims. America also imprisons its black Muslim populations and places them in jails. It's another form of concentration camp, and we must also work toward freeing black Muslims from American jails. Now going back to the Myanmar, Hague giving protected status to people of Rakhine State and Rohingya Muslims is a good step for protecting them from genocide and recognizing there was a genocide, but it's not enough. And we must give autonomy and independence to Rakhine State and to have the Rohingya Muslims capable of protecting themselves. For getting there and achieving this end, we must sanction Myanmar, and we must place heavy sanctions on Myanmar and cut diplomatic relations with that country. Get to advertisement segment. Khomeini said Iranian revolution is for all the poor and weak people of the world, and Islamic Republic of Iran and Iranian revolution was to be exported to other countries, not to cause revolutions but to protect Muslims and weak peoples. Let us protect Rohingya Muslims and give independence to Rakhine State.